UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, has Round Daddy checked on Emily?
And James Strebel.
No. I'm sure she's fine, though. I'm sure she's fine. They haven't had any correspondence.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Coming up at 5 o'clock, mixtape at 4:35. It is The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. A reminder, our friends at Westwood One offering another great game in NCAA tournament history. You can catch a 2015 Final Four matchup between Wisconsin and Kentucky coming up Saturday at noon, followed at 2:30 by the 1985 national title game between Villanova and then Georgetown. And then on Monday, the 2019, last year, the championship game between Virginia and Texas Tech. We got you covered with all the games, and it's all presented by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health, Bill Collins Ford, and Cox's Smokers Outlet and Spirit Shop. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's studios at ESPN Louisville. Mitch, do you quickly want to play one more game here? Because I know you're worried we're not going to get all these in. In fact, I'm worried as well. We probably didn't need to get into the 20-minute debate about
that was so bad.
It was so bad, and I knew it would happen, and it's my fault. I mean, we haven't even got to Jay Scrub today.
No.
I mean, who could do a show around here without getting to Jay Scrub? Anyway, the 4:13 matchup, we're in the lower right. It's the South. It's the AG region. We're playing the sound bracket. We're doing some sound here. We're doing some sound the next segment as well. The 4 seed is represented by Michigan State and Tom Izzo, and it's this sound. In fact, let's play like half of this sound, okay? It's James Strebel.
Girl, you working with some bleep, yeah. You bad, yeah. Make a person spend his cash, yeah. His last, yeah. Girls frown when you pass, yeah. They mad, yeah. You gonna ride in the Jag, yeah. With that something, you could smoke or buy a something, yeah, of grass, yeah. I got money I can flash, yeah, and trash, yeah. I'm a big timer.
Ooh,
yeah,
on that one.
Pull the you know what, yeah. A player hater flipper, yeah. Gray filler, yeah. I can't read any of that.
No, I have in the box of things that you absolutely can read. Everything else. Now you're just freestyling it, which is scaring me, but that's just fine.
I got
Let's
it.
Just go. We have the dumb button.
I be slanging wood, yeah. Out in the hood, yeah. Let it be understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Got a someone scheming large, yeah. On the hard, yeah. A smooth little broad, yeah. From the projects. A guy do a trick, yeah, on the bleep, yeah.
you
claiming you want a picture, that ain't bleep, yeah. The guy with the money, yeah, don't act funny, yeah. Got birds and I'm running, yeah, about 100, yeah. Girl, you looks good, won't you back that thing up? You's a fine lady, won't you back that thing up? Call me Big Daddy when you back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that thing up.
That's a good spot to stop. What the hell are we doing?
I'm proud of that.
That is, you should be. That is a 4 seed. That is Michigan State and Tom Izzo. The 13th seed, and it's underrated, and I kind of hope it wins. It's Akron. Akron. Mark Blankenbaker crushing the Lexington media.
If there's one thing Kentucky does really well, it's delete tweets. Like, you know, from the top gas bag that they have out there, Matt Jones, the tweets are just flying off the internet. Delete, 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 delete. Because you don't want them throwing back it. But meanwhile, he'll read stuff from me from like 4 or 5 years ago. He has no trouble reading stuff that I read, that I wrote 4 and 5 years ago. But he'll delete his stuff off the internet forever. And he's going to run for Senate?
No, he's not.
He's going to act like he's going to run for Senate? Give me a break. He's a bar owner website guy. Come on. Give me a break.
All right, let's take a break here.
The hypocrisy, the outright out-and-out hypocrisy from everybody in BBN, and especially Matt Jones, who pulled a race card last night, which was hilarious.
Oh, boy.
It's, as a federal judge might say, revolting.
Now you want a guy that lives in Indiana to go, you know, chase down what's going on there in Lexington? What about Kyle Tucker? What about Mark Story? What about John Clay, Jerry Tipton, Matt Jones? Anybody that's asked for the University of Louisville to live by the same standard, I want them to live by the same standard they set for the University of Louisville. That's what I'm all asking. Where's angry Kyle Tucker during all this? I want to see the anger. I see right now sheep.
Before the game goes final, the king of all of Kentucky, the people that they all KSR, the sheep that are Matty Bangs, tweeting at me before the game goes final. I win.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, that loses. Unfortunately, Mark Blankenbaker crushing everything Lexington loses. Strebel and Juvenile. They move on. In fact, they move on big, 92-40. They won by 52 damn points.
Damn.
I mean, settle down. It's not that much
Cassius
of a
Winston,
blowout.
Huh?
Good God. Yeah, what did he have? He had 22, Tillman 16 and 12, Brown 14, Lawyer 10, whatever. All right, moving on. The 3-14 matchup. Let's play this one. The 3 seed is Kevin Willard and Scene Hall, and it's represented by this Bobby V. Gem.
There should be a show called Nutbusters, and we ask you a question. If you get it right, you get like a pack of gum or something. But if you get it wrong, there's a little guy there, and he punches you right in the jewels.
I have the modern game show that absolutely. I told you what it is.
What's that?
Bust a nut. The premise of the show is you.
What?
You know this. We got Jim Cutler, the voice of ESPN, actually do the promo for this. They did.
What?
You'll be literally rolling on the floor. You know, you'll bust a gut while we bust a nut. It's Nutbusters. Join us.
No. I understand what the phrase bust a nut means, sir. But the premise we were using it there was to be swacked with a forceful object.
Well, you were about to say
jewelry box.
You were about to say whacked, but
I wisely threw it into reverse. I may have ruined the transmission, but
I don't know what to say. I
don't know.
The 14 seed North Texas is really up against it. It's represented by David Grissom saying bleep you, and then immediately saying I didn't say bleep you.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Did you just
give me? You give me a list of the current trustees, and I'll give you an answer.
Did you just say F*** you?
No, I didn't.
You certainly did.
Did not.
I love that sound.
I do too.
I'm so mad it's going to lose.
It's going to lose. And it lost big. 83-59. And you can tell how this is fake because there's no way in hell Scene Hall. That game, they may win it, but it's going to be 83-81.
Right.
They're not winning that game 83-59.
No way
that's happening. Miles Pyle, 14-8. So there you go. So that wins big. Scene Hall moves on. That means Bob Nut Busting moves on as well on the Take Sound Bracket on ESPN Louisville. All right, so we have four more sounds there. We'll have the mixtape coming up at about 4:35. I do think just quickly, I think there's a number of things. Well, actually, before we get to the Jay Scrub, do you want to get off your chest the Jared Vanderbilt thing in Cal?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Get this off your chest, sure, and we can move on, because Calipari tweeted something out today.
Yes. He on Instagram and on Twitter, he wished Jared Vanderbilt a happy birthday, and I looked at the comments, and some of the comments were like, really enjoyed the game he played in. Happy birthday, Emmanuel Quickly. Oh, that's not Emmanuel Quickly. Who is that? It's Jared Vanderbilt.
Well, yeah, but somebody was – never mind. Yeah, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You know what was going on there.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. Yeah. And then also there was multiple assaults of John Calipari.
Well, people crushing Jared Vanderbilt because Jared Vanderbilt had people and they didn't want him to play.
Right.
And they put Cal in the corner, and Cal keeps putting on because that's what Cal does, especially yeah, ones that are currently getting checks from an NBA team, and that's Jared Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and
it's easy.
Somehow
he's
still
getting
checks.
That's not him anyway. That's just some SID person.
It is some SID.
You and Mitch both need to settle down.
No.
Mitch is as guilty. Putting stat, he only played 109 minutes in a Kentucky uniform. And it's like, yeah, of course. He didn't do a damn thing. His first shot went over the basket.
It did.
It went
it
over
awesome.
The glass. He looked like Michael Scott.
It was just really funny just to read the comments and the remarks. And I know Cal didn't do that. I doubt Cal wants anything to do with Jared Vanderbilt, but that's a whole other subject.
Well, I don't think they want anything to do with him.
Yes.
Texas says the bar owner website is the best haymaker Blankenbaker has ever thrown. Texas says KSR. Texas says Cerebral protect Matt Jones. That's your guy. I agree with that. You should be.
No, he Matt's a big guy. He can do it.
Texas says, would Cerebral be upset hearing men hit on his wife, or would it excite him?
No, actually,
it's a good question.
Well, it's happened before in my presence. And
here we go, Mitch. You ready? Yeah. Mitch, we're moving everything back.
Sorry.
Bashir, sorry, bro. We're going over the top of the hour. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay, it's a short story, but it was while we were dating, we were at O'Shea's with some of her college friends. She was still in college.
O'Shea's with the college friends.
Yeah, yeah.
How we all remember those days.
Yeah, and we're standing at the bar, the two of us, and this guy comes up, and he's like, are you a volleyball player? And she said, yeah, I'm a volleyball player. And he's like, man, he's like, I could tell. He's like, I could just see you in that beach volleyball get up, just wearing sunglasses.
Wow.
With your hair. I mean, he was going like descriptive and everything.
Nice.
And I stepped up and I was like, yeah, she does. She is pretty, isn't she? He's like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, that's my girlfriend. And he was like, oh, sorry, bro. Oh, sorry, dude. Oh, here, let me buy you a beer. And he bought me a beer. And then he proceeded to apologize for about 15 minutes. And that was it. All I had to do was tell him that I was their boyfriend.
Could you have beat him up?
Yeah, so you made...
No, he bought me a beer.
Yeah, so you made it sound like you were the hero there. I don't know how much we believe this story, man.
It's 100% true.
Yeah, but if things were to go down, could you have beat him up?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Texture says, It's So Hard was also the title of Locke's tape. Texture says, three goggles equals lime beard. Is L's up? Oh, L's up isn't douchey. Oh, it is.
It's all
I don't
douchey.
Know. I don't know. Three goggles is bad. L's up is bad. Doesn't matter. So let's see. What else do we want to do here? All right, a couple other things. So that's the Jared Vanderbilt discussion. We can move on from that. The only other thing, I mean, just one of the things, and I want to hit on this here for 6-7 minutes, and then we'll play some of the sound, and we'll get to the mixtape, and then Andy Bashir is. Jay Scrub and his father are obviously talking, and I love it, and we need more of it. And so Hayes Gardner of the Courier-Journal, and this has been updated within the last hour, and I'm not sure exactly where the update is, but there's a couple of things. Jason is the father's name, and he has two quotes in here, and one of the quotes is, and again, this is to the CJ, Jay's not going to the NBA and go play in the G League, okay? So that's what he says, okay?
Yeah.
And Locke talked about it this morning. I actually agreed mostly with him. If you're a Louisville fan, you like hearing that because it's been the ebbs and flows. It's been the ups and downs. It's been what is going on with Jay Scrub. What can you believe? We had Sam Vecenie on yesterday from The Athletic to talk about it. And so quote number one is, you know, we're not going to force it. Jay's not going to the NBA and go and play in the G League. So you're thinking, if you're a Louisville fan, the natural reaction is, okay, the thought process is you're probably a mid-second rounder right now,
right,
especially with not being able to meet with teams, and you're thinking mid-second round, there's no way you're not spending time in the G League.
Exactly.
Like, there is no way. I mean, guys that are drafted in the first round spend time in the G League.
100%.
So anyway, that's just a father being a blowhard, believing in his son, and yapping, that's fine.
Yeah.
So that's number one. He then, the article talks about several teams that have showed interest, watching him practice in games multiple times and everything else. Then he says, does Jay Scrubs' father, Louisville's not out of bounds, but I think the NBA is becoming more and more realistic.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Exactly. So I am to the point to hear, here is what I believe. Jay Scrub and his father, Jason.
Yes.
And God bless them. They know that if they can just give two sentences to anybody, it doesn't matter if it's television, radio, online,
Twitter,
a newspaper, it does not matter the avenue, but if they can get two sentences out, one that says Jay's not going to go to the NBA and play in the G League, and one says Louisville's not out of bounds. Every time they talk about Louisville, they talk about Louisville like it's a backup option, and it's less and less and less and less and less of an option. Also, Jay Scrubs' father has nothing to do with the evaluation process.
No.
That is less and less in today's climate. So if you hear that, you are continually conflicted, because every time the Scrubs talk, it is the same thing. It is, oh, yeah, we, you know, Louisville, we're still going to go to you if we can't make it in the NBA, but we want to go to the NBA. And it's stronger and stronger every time they say it. And so when I read those comments this morning, I laughed because it continued the same narrative that we've been talking about for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's the same thing every single time, and you're exactly right. And if I'm a Louisville fan, you know, that makes me uncomfortable. I would not expect him to wear a Louisville basketball uniform. That's where I am right now. I think that's where many Louisville fans are starting to come down. And Kentucky, and look, Louisville fans, Kentucky fans deal with this every single year, as far as we know that when they come and they spend their year at Kentucky, that their automatic default is we're going to the NBA. And it's they want to go to the NBA, and Kentucky's the backup option. We're used to that. And right now you're going through that with Jay Scrub. He wants to be the NBA, but if he doesn't like what he hears.
I think they get it, don't they?
But they haven't
I think
had
Louisville
to,
fans get
they
it.
They do, but they haven't had to deal with it as much as Kentucky fans
have.
Well,
they've had to deal with it with a guy who's given them some feel good.
Right.
Who's played for their team.
This guy hasn't done anything.
If this guy was a sophomore junior like Jordan Warren making a decision, that's easier. And the need of him coming back is big time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
right?
the fallout from him not coming to Louisville is equal to the,
oh, we talk about them making the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And we could be totally wrong. They might be much
they
better
might be
than
better,
that. But they're not a preseason top 25 team.
But he's they equivalent him to a top 10 kid, a top 10 high school senior is what they say he is if he were on the scouting boards. And if you don't get him, you're looking at, like you said, maybe not making the tournament. That's a discussion. But if they do get him, one of the best backcourts in the country, Sam Vecenie said yesterday with David Johnson, in the top three. That's the gap with Jay Scrub.
Texas says, massive lie by Strebel. No way he's fighting and winning. Texas, Round Daddy would have got his ass mopped up. Texas says, you have to let the guy that hits on your girl buy the girl drinks and not you. That coming down at 4379680.
No, he bought me a drink.
How about this? You don't know me. You like that, Mitch?
These people don't. Like, they think I'm like...
I could not see you get in a fight.
That's a lot of people...
I've never seen that side of you.
I know. I'm a very nice guy. I don't have a huge temper, but I'm a large, strong individual, and I do have a temper.
Save that for the mixtape at some point and a rejoin.
Yeah.
What's the last time you saw red that you were enraged?
Gosh. You know what? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. No, but it's like the things that make me mad and enraged are like people messing with my family or like my wife or something.
Yeah, but that's not a little thing. Okay, yeah.
But I don't see red like for mundane things.
Yeah, but I like how you say people messing with your wife, kids, and family is what makes you mad. Thank you for that.
Well, that's the only thing that gets me like irate.
Gotcha.
Like, I don't get irate over like basketball games or football games or things like that. I just let that go.
Let's do the final four sounds here of the AG region of the sound bracket. The 7-10 matchup, it is Virginia and Utah State. Virginia, the 7 seed, is represented by this sound from James Strebel.
I'm not going to do my UK honkish
he's
stuff.
He's not going to be a U. You want to get the sounder out? He's not going to be a UK honk.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear athletic director Mitch Barnhart. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
60 seconds ago, Koopy said, Mitch, now that I'm here, I'm enough. Not going
to
be
so a there's Strebel. Happy birthday to Mitch Barnhart. That's the 7 seed. That's Virginia and Tony Bennett. The 10 seed, Utah State. And I have no idea. I need to play this game quickly. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
This is personally one of my favorite sounds from Bobby V.
Life on the road. Every day is an adventure. So I woke up today, and evidently this little thing that I've been trying to shake for 2 weeks has decided to come back with a little bit of a vengeance. So we'll be fighting that, see if the voice can last the 3 hours, and then do the game tonight. So you better get somebody up in the bullpen, because it's a distinct possibility it will not. And you better get somebody on the horn for tomorrow, because there's a good chance I won't be there. Unbelievable.
It's a haymaker.
It is great.
It's an absolute haymaker. Just played the game. It's a close one. Virginia 58-55.
Ooh.
Wow. So the 7 seed, Strebel singing happy birthday to Mitch Barnhart, moves on. Braxton Key 18-13. Kihei Clark 8-6. Diakite with 14-7. Jay Huff 8-8. So Virginia moves on 58-55 to the round of 32. Let's play the 15 seed first. The 15 seed in the 2-15 matchup is East Tennessee, and they're represented by Mitchell Hannigan not knowing Gorgie's name.
Gorgie's name.
What is it?
What did you say?
Gorgie Ding.
I love that so much.
I do too. I really do.
Yeah.
And here is the 2 seed, San Diego State, represented by yet another call from caller Emily to the UK postgame.
Just a couple things here before. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. All right, I'm going to take this call. And it's Emily. And Jack Grossman just, laughed really, really hard here. So, okay, let me take a breath here. Emily, welcome to the show. You're on the ESPN 680 UK postgame show.
Happy New Year, Danny.
Happy New Year to you. I hope you have big plans tonight.
I do. I heard you're all alone in your house, so I think I'm coming over. Is that right?
No. I probably not a good idea. You know what I'm going to do, Emily, and this is really lame because I'm lame. I'm not attractive at all either. I'm not handsome.
I've seen you. I'm pretty into
Anyway, I'm just going to go home and I'm going to drink a few beers and go to bed early. I might not even make it to the ball dropping. I'm going to go to bed early.
Oh no, we won't make it to the ball dropping. We'll be busy.
Oh boy. Thank you, Emily.
You live in New Albany, right?
In the Southern Indiana area. Southern Indiana area.
Okay, I'll see you tonight then.
No.
We'll ring in 2020 together, Daddy.
No, you have a... Emily, you have a happy new year. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
See you tonight.
No! No, I will not see anyone tonight.
Hope Mitch wins.
And that ain't happening.
No, it's not.
Not even close. No. 71-48.
Wow.
Ooh, San Diego State moves on.
Dang.
So the 1 seed in Emily, it moves on. So there you go. How
All
you
right.
feeling about that?
I just every time I hear the Emily calls, a little part of me dies inside.
No, you should feel alive.
I do.
You should feel energized.
Yeah, it's just I'm so cringeworthy. I'm so bad.
No, that's true.
Yeah, it's just me. It's not her. She does a great job.
She does her part.
She does.
Not doing your part. Actually, you are.
I am doing my part.
Actually, you're better than what she's doing. Actually, if we're being honest about it. We told you yesterday. Been telling you now for the last couple weeks. Life does not stop, even though we're all quarantined. We're in our homes even more. Make sure your home is comfortable. You started today, maybe with some heat on. You're ending today with the air on. And any issues at all, BJ Heating and Cooling, they are on call and ready to help you. They are working through these difficult times. 812 812- 813-7221. 812-283-7221. BJHeatCool.com. We've also been telling you about the Bryant Mini Splits. They're quiet. They're efficient. They avoid the installation of bulky ductwork, and that's because BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory-authorized Bryant dealer. Have them help you today, whether it be regular maintenance, you need to replace a unit, whatever it may be, they can help you, and they are ready to help any emergency that you may have as we're all stuck inside. 812-283-7221. Been around since 1984. Have them help you today. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com. Mixtape is next here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You would admit that Cal's lost his fastball, right, Kellen? If Calipari's lost his fastball as a recruiter, right? You would agree.
And James Strebel.
No.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we got to get right to it here. The mixtape's coming up here in just a second. Do need to tell you about the fitness market. Goodness, we've been telling you the last couple weeks the fitness market is open. We are quarantined. Get back on the treadmill. Get back on the spin bike, the elliptical, the rowing machine, whatever it may be. They can help you today. They have pickup. They have curbside delivery. Have the good people at the fitness market help you like they have helped me. If you want to keep that routine, you're going to be stuck in your house at least another month, so make sure you keep that routine going. It's thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694. They're working out of their Plantside Drive location. Again, thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694, The Fitness Market. You can find out everything that they have there. Mitch, are you ready to go on the mixtape? How are you feeling about the mixtape today?
I think Blakenbaker's the winner this week.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
He's only featured a few times, but when he's featured, man, he delivers.
He's good. Yeah, you're damn right. That's what Mark Blakenbaker, that's what the sheriff does. Before we get to it, reminder, we are broadcasting from the mobile Papa John's studios. Use the promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app, and when you're on the Papa John's app, they have the no-contact delivery. It is the way to go. And make your life easy and have Papa John's give you some lunch and dinner coming up today and this weekend. All right, let's get into it. It is usually it's a 5 o'clock hour, but Andy Beshear will be, on in the 5 o'clock hour. So we're a little late. Let's get going. It's the mixtape here on this Friday on ESPN 680.
Cooper's mixtape. Mixtape.
Cooper Hassan.
All right, let's go. Where do we start today? Let's drop this haymaker. Are you ready for this, Mitch?
Uh-oh.
He's going to be upset. It's going to ruin his sound bracket. He was laughing. He was having a good time. Breaking news, Johnny Juzang transferring from Kentucky.
What? Are you serious? Why? Oh, my gosh. What in the – why? What is the point? What was the point of that season then? What's he doing? Is it because he's quarantined and he's spending time with his family? He's like, man, I don't really want to go all the way back to Kentucky from California. What? Every year there's somebody.
That's a big deal.
That's a really big deal.
I thought he was going to be good.
So did I.
Oh, an angry James Strebel. Keep him coming.
I don't know what the rest of the world hears. I'm just telling you, love my folks at Spectrum, but for now, my priority is ESPN Louisville.
But that wasn't the point. You gave, but you get paid by Spectrum, and you did an interview on another TV station.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that for your own network? For your own.
Because we're not doing that story. We don't have a sports department at Spectrum. We cover news 24 hours a day. Governor Beshear's presser every day at 5, followed by the Federal Task Force. Weather on the ones. Quality content 24 hours. Always on for you, keeping you in the loop.
Yeah, but last year you followed Kentucky. You did sports last year. You guys do big sports stories.
Right, but we don't. Yeah, big stories. How is sports talk radio surviving in the pandemic?
It's a big story.
It's not a big story.
Yeah, but how are you allowed to go on there? Yeah, how are you allowed to go on there? That's what I'm saying. Does Spectrum know that you gave content to another competing television station that your interview ran the same time that you were anchoring at Spectrum?
I don't know if they know, but they know that my primary employer for now, until you make me mad enough, Andy, and I walk across the street, is ESPN.
Walk across the street to what? The laundromat?
That's a good question you make. Yeah, to mowing the lawn.
You got it mad.
He's mad. He's so angry at us. Keep him coming on ESPN Louisville.
I believe my show, or at least my intent for my show, is to be an escape from the anxiety. I feel like there's so many resources now you can get negative news, to be honest.
Yeah.
And sports is not a positive place right now because it's not going on, but at least I don't want to add to the negativity.
I can't believe it. That's the sound of the week, Mitch. You go to hell. It's not Blankenbaker. It's Locke saying, I don't want to add to the negativity. How can he say that?
I don't know.
How can he say that? Stop it.
Locke.
Stop it.
Locke.
How does he just not turn into ashes? Honestly.
Like a vampire that walks out the daytime.
Come on.
Poof into ashes.
Keep him coming.
Well, it's somewhere around 4 inches, I think. Four and a half, four and a quarter. All right, I think I'm trying to visualize it in my head. It's at least 3 inches.
All this is mixtape worthy.
Boy, I almost want to play that one again.
I kind of do.
Just play it again and listen to the Diener moan in the middle. That's the best part.
Well, it's somewhere around 4 inches, I think. Four and a half, four and a quarter. All right, I think I'm trying to visualize it in my head. It's at least 3 inches.
Oh, man.
That's good stuff.
Keep them coming.
I made smart investments. That's why right now, with this huge that's going on, all this crazy stuff that's going on, my investments are still paying off.
Money Mayweather.
Dropped it right outside the studio door. Included the tip.
I hope Corona sticks around for a while. So,
now, no, I do understand that for some people, like the barbershop is a social
thing. Is a haven, right?
Yes, a haven is a social thing where guys go out, get away from their families, BS about sports, hang out, you know, bust each other's, you know, what's.
Something you've never done, Strieble.
Never.
Is went to the barbershop.
Not once.
Keep them coming on the mixtape on ESPN 680 1057.
I have pretty much all of our typical songs, most of them. I have them as, you know, have them as a timed out in my head when to do it. And I fired it too early.
I think there's medication for that premature firing like that. I think if you go see your doctor.
You proud of yourself? Are you proud of yourself?
Just trying to help.
Role reversal. That texter got me off.
Play it again. Round, Eddie. Come on.
That texter got me off.
Wow.
Kirk Herbstreit came out, and he doesn't think that just facing the timeline, he doesn't think there's going to be a college or NFL season this year. And Herbie listens to our show because he lives in Nashville, and so I didn't know if he was listening or not, but I was literally just like, Herbie, do not take football from me right now.
Still, gas bag. Keep them coming.
Like I said, we are all in this together, and that includes regardless of the university that anybody out there roots for. I want to thank Coach Satterwhite. I want to thank Coach Cal. I want to thank everybody else.
I'm going to say it wrong just to mess with him.
Just like Xavier.
Did somebody correct you? No, I can't say Xavier because all your Saint X brethren would lynch me outside. So
Saint X Mafia.
Yes, they don't play
that far, Parrot. I mean, wow.
Sorry. Maybe use a better choice of words.
Boy, you.
They will jump me. There you go. Sorry. Hard times, Drew. Hard times.
No, man. No. No, they won't do that, Parrot.
They won't do that. But I didn't mean it that way. Sorry. Bad choice of words. Sorry, Drew. Sorry. They would not lynch me. They would beat me up.
No, you don't even really. We don't even really want to say, yeah.
They would beat me up. Yes.
No. He sounds like me.
He does sound like you.
He sounds like me.
Keep him coming.
So I got to get this in, guys. I'm sorry.
It's Rex Chapman on ESPN. Little
Rex.
Marina Man, Bob Valvano, Assless Wonder. Are you there?
I do owe an apology to U of L's head football coach, Satterfield. That was my mistake. It was just my mistake.
He doesn't know his name, Satterfield, the way he's Satterfield.
Satterfield?
Yes, he does not know his full name. Nope. Keep him coming.
Cut a section of it, cut out and insert it into the hole so your ball rolls around on top and doesn't go all the way in.
Like in diameter or radius? What
like, I don't know. How big is the circle? So I guess the whole thing, the diameter.
All right, I'm trying to think here. I think it's either 2.5 or 3 inches. One of two.
The Dieter Show bringing it.
It is.
Keep them coming on ESPN Louisville.
MAGA.
Hex Head Art Piece, Catering Spread from Wing Zone, Catering Spread from Witch Witch, a Cocker's... Let's just say that was good. Joe Cocker. Let's just say it was Joe Cocker's place, okay? That makes it safer.
Joe Cocker.
That if you get, like, a pizza delivered and they just leave it and as Pizza Hut... as Oh, sorry, folks. As Papa John's does with their... that'll make Locke happy because I did the same thing he did.
Phil is making the argument that Johnny Knoxville is indeed an athlete. Do you know who Johnny Knoxville is, by the way?
No earthly idea.
You don't know who he is?
Come on, Bob.
Because I guarantee you've seen him before. Because he started, he was basically like the star of Jackass. But
never
he,
watched Jack.
Let's
How's
go.
That not Even bigger? Well, I mean, I want to say I think it's bigger than three. I'm just being so careful with my word.
I think it's 24 or somewhere in there. You know, like
is it that small?
There,
mark that.
Yeah.
Is that John Bull in the background? Keep him coming on the take on ESPN 680.
A murderer murdering somebody and then literally bringing the body into the police station and saying, "Here,
it's like Aaron.
I did it.
Aaron Rodriguez almost.
Yeah."
I mean, how dumb he was after he murdered those people.
I know. Aaron Hernandez. That's where you were going with, right?
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez.
I knew where
A-Rod.
You were going.
No, A-Rod's in Miami with J-Lo.
Terry called today. Will you go on with him and do
no!
that?
No! They are direct radio competitors.
What?
Television
what's
and radio are not direct competitors.
No, but what's television? What's WDRB and Spectrum? You're giving that interview that's running the same time that you're anchoring on Spectrum.
Right, but I answered your question. My primary employer, I will not do something for their direct competitor.
So only your side piece you'll cheat on.
It's really not that big a deal, to be honest.
Sorry,
frankly,
minor.
It's great exposure. It's great exposure. People see me on DRB, and they're like, hey, I want to see more of that guy. Oh, I can see him for hours at a time on your 24-hour source for news and weather on the ones, and the Bashir Presser every day at 5 o'clock, Spectrum News 1.
He's perfect. He's perfect, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He was in the corner. He was done. He knew it.
Yeah.
He submitted. Keep him coming.
And then I came on that one and about had a heart attack.
Boom.
Your ass is grass. Right. Do you understand?
Cops,
and if you...
I'm done with this
so, be looking out for those cops.
All right, I will. I'll be looking out for those
cops. You're supposed to be sheltered in place. Go ahead. Put me on social media. You're a little pup. Seriously? Seriously, I call the cops. I can't...
Wow. Okay. I'm so scared.
That's been labeled Karen. Yeah,
yeah,
Karen.
Definitely a Karen.
790 and 840.
I mean, the conspiracy is real. I mean, I don't even think it's a conspiracy. It's just the truth now that the ESPN will pick and choose what they cover and what they don't cover. It's sad state of affairs. You can't trust anybody anymore, and it makes me sick, to be honest with you. Is Jeff D'Angelo John Kyle Perry?
Oh.
You know, I mean, we don't know.
Let's have a real discussion.
Okay.
Let's have a real discussion.
The scolding from Drew.
Yeah, the scolding is the best part.
Yeah.
Keep them coming on the mixtape.
Your wife might be like mine. She's kind of tired of seeing me around the house right now.
Well, I'm not in that boat yet because I actually have two jobs. So right. I leave and and I'm away from the house for, you know, 6 hours at a time. And I come back now. She and the kids are absolutely tired of each other, but I am one of the lucky few that still gets to leave the house for another gig, but that's rare, I know.
All right, Lachlan, where can we find you online? Obviously, we know ESPN 680, also on Spectrum.
Oh, one Spectrum.
One Spectrum.
John Lewis didn't know that he was on Spectrum and then called him by a different name.
Boy.
What a haymaker.
One Spectrum.
We should have been playing that sound all week, Mitch. Wow. That's good stuff. Keep them coming on the mixtape.
Do you worry that those days in April when it's just going to kind of dry up and it's going to be a challenge to try to get content?
I do worry. Without question, I worry. Every day I wake up, and this is in the old world, with a blank piece of paper.
Sure.
And I have to fill it with enough things that I can talk for 2 hours. And I'm always amazed at how quickly the paper fills up. What I've found in the last week is the paper's about half full, and then a third full, and then a quarter full. And what happens on those days when the paper is empty?
Right.
Yeah, I'm giving you the longest answer in the history of humanity.
That's
but,
okay.
That's what I do as a gas bag and radio host.
You already showed us you can fill time.
Right? That's what I think. That's what I do. That's how does he fill 2 hours? What I just did. John asked me one question, and I've gone 6 minutes.
No, it's great.
It does work. My wife just texted me, and she said that we're coming through on Alexa.
Nice.
So that's cool. Another way to
listen
to us.
Would you
want
to say something to your family?
Hey, family. I love you. Hope you're having a good one. See ya. Found out that a lot of our neighbors listen to ESPN 680 all day. My direct neighbor, Eugene, who's a good guy, big Lachlan McLean fan.
Oh, God. Big, so he's a Louisville fan.
No, he's not. He just likes Lachlan's contrarian nature. He's like, I like the way he
A guy named buttons. Eugene is a huge Lachlan McLean fan.
Huge.
You know what?
Lachlan McLean
I agree
fan.
With that. If your name is Eugene, you like Locke a lot more than a normal guy named Steve. I stick by that, by
the
way.
That's a great point.
It's the mixtape on ESPN 680 105.7 in about 13 minutes. Governor Beshear live right here on ESPN Louisville. Keep them coming.
We are team no pullout. I'm boring, white bread vanilla. I get it, and I own it. I don't know that the cable or the satellite companies have the stones, or frankly, they got other things to worry about right now to kind of say, hey, guess what? We're not going to do this. But I think they would have public support if my good friends at Spectrum or any other cable company came out, or the folks at the satellite companies, and said, hey, guess what? We're not paying anymore for the SEC network and ACC network. We're not paying, even if it's only a dollar a subscriber a month, we're not going to charge our subscribers that money because you're not delivering any fresh content. And in fact, ESPN, we know we're supposed to be paying you $8 a month for every subscriber. We're going to go ahead and give you four, and go ahead and sue us. And that will never happen. But don't you think if they did that, they would have a lot of support? Texter says, appreciate Locke telling everyone to drop their Spectrum subscriptions. That's not what I'm telling you at all. Spectrum is fantastic, and Spectrum News 1 is your 24-hour news source. It's exactly the opposite. I would be recommending to my employer, my alternate employer, Spectrum, and Xfinity and Comcast and Dish and DirecTV and everything else, to go to the table with ESPN and say, why are you bilking your customers? It's not Spectrum that costs you that money. If you dropped your Spectrum subscription, that'd be that's the worst time to do that. You need Spectrum more than ever these days to watch all the content while you're sitting at home all day. Hell, if you don't have Spectrum, go subscribe. The point is...
Boy, he's scrambling like Doug Flutie.
I tell you what.
He was scrambling. Woo. How he always just goes into the Spectrum One moniker is disgusting.
It is.
Mitch, we're going to have to line those up all together. Keep them coming on the mixtape.
There has been news, whether it's player transfers or the Jay Scrubbs story about will he go or will he won't, or a lot of stuff. It's a challenge. We did the story yesterday, by the way. This is pretty cool. We did it on Spectrum News 1, your 24-hour home for Kentucky news and weather. Weather on the ones every 10 minutes. The Governor's Beshear pressers at 5 every day in their entirety.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Didn't he say he used to do I just do that once a week.
Once a week. One, you're exactly
he said,
right.
I do it once a week. He does it every day now.
Oh, multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Multiple times a day.
Lord.
Keep them coming.
And we will thank you for listening. First and foremost, appreciate it. As always, if you're a new listener or if you're a regular listener, the goal is to give you 2 hours of kind of a respite from the anxiety of the rest of your life, some information, some entertainment. I wish I could be a respite from the anxiety, but unfortunately, you got to pass along the news. People say I'm a jerk sometimes, and most of the time they're right.
Now comes word, and I haven't read this as many places, and people say, give me your source. I'll just tell you, it's one dude. It's Jack Pilgrim on KSR. I'm not, you know, I'm telling you where I'm getting this take. But we also do bring you the news that you need to know, what little that we have, but we'll pass it along. Of course, as Nick played in the Open, in general, the idea is, though, is to get away from the anxiety of the rest of your life, and hopefully we'll be able to do that. When the world gets back to normalcy, why don't you get back to what you used to be in the bedroom? Natural, more sensitive lovemaking.
How can you say that Blanket Baker won the mixtape?
This is clear.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
It's a damn knockout.
This is like Kentucky UCLA in 2014 when they're up 38-7 or whatever.
Thank you for bringing it back to a crappy Kentucky game five years ago. Keep them coming on the mixtape.
And then you can follow me on Twitter, me, James Strebel. If NASCAR was on tomorrow night, I'd go get a 30-pack of Busch Light, wear a cutoff, and have a hell of a night. But there are a couple big ones.
You're talking about the Courier-Journal who thoroughly covered Shane Bohannon in a Mercedes-Benz. Kevin Ware's, his speeding ticket when he borrowed his car. But for 55 minutes and two different media availabilities, didn't ask a question about the Ashton Hagens money phone. Okay, that's the Courier-Journal we're talking about. And I'm not going to single out the Courier-Journal. I'm going to throw in the Lexington Herald-Leader, Sea of Blue, ESPN, Yahoo. Anybody that maybe was on any of those phone calls with John Calipari didn't ask about that. Y'all have all lost any credibility, and if you want to know why your subscriptions are going down, that's why. Because you're not giving the same prudency that you're asking of the University of Louisville. You're not asking for the University of Kentucky, and then we're not going to play by two separate standards. We're going to play by the same one, and now we can see through you because you've been given this opportunity, so now we see you for what you actually are. I thought it was very clear what they were. I mean, if you're going to go through that and you're going to say, Kevin Ware, speeding tickets, blah, blah, blah. Ashton Hagens pulls out a shoebox full of money, puts it up to his head, says you got to keep some in. Like, and you get no questions about that? Are you serious
now? It's in the past, Mark. It's already been looked into. It's in the past.
It's in the past. Yeah, it's been looked into. John Calipari still hasn't seen a video, which has been thoroughly investigated by the University of Kentucky. It's from the past. Actually, the video is from the future. That's what the truth is. It's from the future. Ashton Hagens has a time machine. He's already been to the NBA, and now he's brought this back to the past, and now we're playing it. And the University of Kentucky's thoroughly investigated the time machine because it came from the same place as Sandy Bell's fax machine.
Oh, boy. That's why their subscriptions are going down.
Maker.
Because no one asked about the money phone.
Mitch, what do we have? A couple more minutes here. Let's see what we can get in the last couple minutes. Go.
We're going to hit that. Some are harder than others.
We're team no pullout, okay?
Oh. I'm going to, I believe, see if I can get this up here. Get this up. There we go. That's in the mixtape.
But yes, I did mow the lawn for the first time in a solid 9 years yesterday, I'm going to say.
Whoa.
Texas says, did Locke and Carolyn fly to Fort Lauderdale and go hang out with Lamar Jackson and Kodak Black in Broward County?
Whoa, Kodak Black, free Kodak. That was a thing for a while.
All right, so Mitch, what do we want to do here? We have what, a minute, 90 seconds before we take a break and link up with 93.9, and we bring you Governor Beshear live and in full here on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. So what do we have?
Let's just play three more.
All right, three more. Let's go.
Look, here's and this is my point earlier this week. People that called for these 2-3 year players got what they wanted the last 4 years, and outside of two Elite Eights, didn't do too much. Okay, they were all right. But all that experience that we talked about that we wanted.
Would you save that instead of two Elite Eights? I want Bob to hear that tomorrow.
All right, I usually don't know anything about these prospects because how do you know who the best right tackle in the draft is? Like, it's
Mekhi
impossible
Becton.
To know that. You have to watch. You have to watch every right tackle. Like, this is my thing with these kind of things. Like,
someone just kept going. He just kept going.
Mekhi Becton.
Last sound here before we take a break. Go ahead, Mitch. Do you know your brother told us the crush that he had in Bloomington? The name of the young lady. Has he told you the name of the young lady?
No.
Her name is Jess.
What about her?
That's all that I know.
Yeah, we saw her name's Jess.
That's all that we know.
That Crane's in love.
Oh, that's I'll get to the bottom of Jess.
Damn right.
I've never heard of Jess. Jess and Jack. Oh, man.
Oh, man. So good.
Bashir coming up next. All right, back at it here on ESPN Louisville. It is ESPN 680 1057 93.9 The Ville, ESPN Louisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Tune in many ways you can find us. I'm Andy Sweeney, host of The Take 3 to 6 right here on ESPN 680. I know Mark Ennis is fine, a little fender bender. He was off today. Mark Blankenbaker sat in along with Patty Ice over on The Drive. And obviously now we're waiting for Governor Andy Bashir. You heard from Governor Holcomb at 2:30 on ESPN Louisville, the governor of Indiana. You heard that in full. And honestly, we're probably going to be bringing you more and more of those because they're pretty much locked in at 2:30 for about 20 minutes or so. Do not go nearly as long as Governor Bashir in Kentucky. But we are dedicated to bringing these to you, and we are going to do so whenever he comes to the podium. I would say we'll see Mitch. And by the way, Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios. I don't know how long he is going to go today. He is he's had his press conferences what more than an hour the last couple days, so we shall see if we get everyone out here early on a Friday. Also, should mention this will probably be Governor Bashir talking a lot about, well, hey, it's nice outside. That doesn't mean go do something stupid. Don't go congregate. I would imagine that's going to be the number one theme coming up today. Also, a reminder, coming up this weekend on ESPN Louisville tonight, we'll have the bonus hour on both 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. And then coming up tomorrow, we'll have the 2015 Final Four semifinal matchup between Wisconsin and Kentucky. That's going to be at noon. And then on directly after that, at about 2:15, 2:30, the 1985 National Championship game between Villanova and Georgetown. You can catch that at 2 o'clock. And then on Monday, the 2019 National title game, Virginia, Texas Tech. I mean, no one wants that game. We don't choose the game. That one at 8 o'clock, and it's all presented by Kroger, Papa John's, the Huffman Auto Group, and the Fitness Market. Should also give you a reminder that with Papa John's, Radio XL for that two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Governor Bashir is at the podium. We go out to Frankfort live right here on ESPN Louisville.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.